And the churn that you used to churn and make butter, we got to put it someplace. And usually people, when they kill their own pork, kill their own meat, we usually have scales, had to have a pair of scales to weigh on. Even when you were picking cotton, you had to have scales to weigh the cotton. So you had to have your scales put up some place where they wouldn't rust out.
Well, things that aren't good for anything anymore, like old broken furniture, you'd say that's just...
Well, you just take it out to the burn pile and burn it, I guess.
Would you call that plunder or trash?
Trash. Trash.
Okay. Say if your house was in a big mess, you'd say, I have to...
clean the house today.
Okay. And what would you sweep with?
Well, we go out on the land that you didn't get to take in to plant corn on or plant cotton on, and there would be a straw that would grow up as high as your head. We'd call it broom straw. Mm-hmm. And in the fall of the year, when the frost came, it would kill it and turn it a gold color. And you'd get a good sharp butcher knife or any sharp kind of tool and go and gather this straw, and you had to clean it.
I had a rake hook, someone did it cutting you.
And you'd get a little bottle about this big around, and you'd take some strong cords. Or in the later years, when automobile day came, if you had an old inner tube that came out of the car, you would strip it up in strips of rubber. And as you pulled and stretched and tied your broom with that, it would stay a lot longer than if you tied it with a cord. And you'd sweep the floor with it. You'd get up on the beds, and you'd just drop little pieces of straws here, and little pieces of straws around. If you didn't be real careful, you had more straw on the floor and you cleaned up.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was...
behind the door.
Okay. And the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
close the door.
Or another word you might use. You could say close the door, you could say...
push the door shut.
Okay.
Push the door shut. Was you raised in a box?
Years ago, on Monday, women usually did the...
washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Well, time you go down over a tub and scrubbed up and down an old scrub board to get your clothes clean, well, you ain't able to iron. You got through that and took you all day to wash.
Nowadays, a place in town where a bachelor could send his shirts to be cleaned. Call a place like that a...
laundry.
Uh-huh. Do people ever say, I have to do my laundry, or would they just say, had to do the washing and ironing?
Yes, I've heard that a lot more now than used to.
How?
Laundry.
Uh-huh. But what would people used to say?
Got to wash today. Okay. You got to stay at home school tomorrow and help me wash. I can't do it by myself. That's what mother would say.
Say if some houses have boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like this.
That's where you had to put them on. Keep from leaking.
Do you remember what they'd call that on the side of the house?